Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Jackie.
Hi, I apologize for having a very weak voice tonight. still having a little bit of challenge here, lots of change and recovery. And so, but I really felt that it was just, this being the first show of 2010, it felt like it was a really important night to go ahead and go forward and not have anything else go in. Tonight's title, of course, Harnessing the Power of Intention. And I'm sorry I did not include any of the channelings for the week. I was lucky to get this out. So, like I said, I'm not operating on all cylinders here, but I'm doing the best I can.
But we intend that it'll be a wonderful show.
Oh, yes. Well, the team is always going to come through and do their great thing. So, and I trust them totally. Also, you know, this whole thing about subjective realities for the coming year and dealing with the power of intention, and this just seemed to me to come together as such a powerful, I won't say it's a paradox in any way, but I'll say it runs parallel in that 2010 to me is this is the year that we get to choose our real reality. This is, to me, the year of the crossroads, the year of huge change for all of us that absolutely choose to step into the power of intention in a way that we've never done before. And it was interesting because just running through my email today, this piece from Deepak Chopra came through, which was Harnessing the Power of Intention. And I happen to love this. I hadn't seen this in years. And this was off of a very old tape of his. Very old. And it felt so, and I don't know if it came through in the announcement. So I don't know if it came through in its totality. When I tried to cut and paste it, it didn't come all the way through. But I thought it was important to go through it. He starts to say, you know, intention is the starting point of every dream. It is a creative power that fulfills all of our needs, whether for money, relationships, spiritual awakening, or love. Everything that happens in the universe begins with intention. You know, this is really it. It is, you know, all of the sessions that we do require intentions. I don't do a session without intentions, and this has been since we began. And it has been critically, to me, permission and intention I saw as running side by side, and I felt that intention was so critically important. As we're turning into 2010, I see it more important than it's ever been. What, 4 or 6 weeks ago, we did a show, Veronica, about and I had these obscure notes from Edgar Cayce, and they were letters back and forth to a friend of Edgar's and his fiance's. And they had to do with visions that Edgar and his fiance were having around 2010. And in those letters were very interesting discussions about what was going to happen with the reversal of the economy. The economy would turn around. It had been very bad, would turn around. The discovery of a cure for cancer that would be something that would be a household item found in the kitchen. National health care. The calling back of troops, and it was very specific, from Iraq and Afghanistan.
He's so good.
Yes, and I mean, these are very specific things. And I said on the show, I am choosing this reality because to me it made sense. This is the reality I want, okay, for 2010. Well, in a matter of weeks, and because so much has been going on, and I haven't been able to do shows because I've had some procedures, etc. And a very dear friend, client, etc., sent me some information. We've been working on his dad and so on and so forth, some information about a cure for cancer. And this is by a doctor in Italy, and I'm going to give you all the website because I'm so enamored with this that I was just absolutely blown away. The doctor, let's see if I can read this even, is, you have to bear with my vision is not very strong right now. I'm not real strong, guys, so I'm doing the best I can here. Let's see, and I sent these notes to you, Veronica, but you probably didn't get them.
I have notes. I'm just trying to find that one.
Oh, Simoncini. Okay. He's a Roman doctor specializing in oncology, diabetology, and metabolic disorders. Okay. Now, this is a very fascinating man, and his website, there's several of them. The easiest one is cancerfungus.com. And that one will get you to all of his other websites.
And is zeolite the name of his?
No. Zeolite is something separate.
Okay.
All right. But what he found, and his whole basis, his whole theory, all right, and there are videos and so on that you can watch, was that all cancers were basically fungi or candida, yeast of some type were covered with this substance. And he actually shows them in all of the videos, etc. Treating them all with bicarbonate of soda, which is a household item that you keep in the kitchen.
To treat fungus with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's treating cancer with it.
Holy mackerel.
And absolutely having, and he has on his website, on the bigger website that you should be able to get into, on the bigger website, he has all of the treatments for all of the different forms of cancer and all of his results from any form of cancer you can possibly imagine.
Wow, I've got it here, actually. This is great.
So this to me, in choosing, okay, I mean, talk about the power of intention. You know, subjective reality, choosing something, and, you know, we were out 6-8 weeks and saying, this is a reality I'm going to choose, and then have it delivered to me was just so phenomenal that I was like, okay, all right, I throw my hands up. This one's really good. This same friend sent me this stuff about zeolite. Now, I have a very dear friend who had breast cancer, and it was her daughter who opened when I did. And the minute I looked up, he sent me this thing about zeolite as well. The minute I opened up the thing about zeolite, I thought, Kathleen took this after her breast cancer. I know it. I can't tell you how I know. I just know. And certainly that was the case. And zeolite has the ability to clear toxins, heavy metals, so on and so forth, out of the body. These two things alone, to me, are absolutely life-changing. I haven't had time to do all the research, but it is absolutely extraordinary. I am trying to bring forward a friend that has a lot of influence to see if I can get them involved with this doctor in Italy, because he's, interestingly enough, they've yanked his license. They've given him a very hard time, which, of course, you know, this should not be any surprise to anyone who has dealt with the pharmaceutical companies. And I can tell you, having just gone through my little procedures here, that I am fascinated with what happens with pharmaceuticals in this country and the amount of prescriptions that are given to people, the numbers of pills that are dispensed, that are needlessly dispensed. There's absolutely no discernment used whatsoever. And then we wonder why everybody is addicted to painkillers.
Right.
It is, to me, an absolute... I'm in shock I'm absolutely in shock.
Well, it's just business, isn't it?
Well, it goes more than business, though. Veronica, it's actually really, and, you know, part of my intention in order for us to step into national health care, there has to be a greater level of policing of the way that the funds are spent. For the simple reason that if we go into a national health care, I had a gentleman come out to see me who was referred by my doctor for aftercare. And I said, look at me. Do I really look like I'm going to need aftercare? You know, I'm so arrogant. And he said, well, no, not really. He said, you know, it's really not worth filling out all this paperwork. And, I mean, he had an inch of paperwork to fill out for at-home aftercare. And I said, no, you know, save it for somebody who needs it, okay? And he said, well, if this gets blocked up or that needs it, I'll be fine. And but he worked in Canada for 10 years. He was from Africa. He worked in Canada for 10 years, and he talked about the healthcare system up in Canada and the fact that their national healthcare does work up there, but doctors don't make as much money. And I also don't believe that the dispensing of prescriptions, I was talking to somebody today who went in for, or maybe it was you that was talking about, something minor and was prescribed some enormous number of pills.
Mm-hmm. But that wasn't in Canada, I don't think.
Oh, no, no, not in Canada, but it was in here. It was here. And I know several times I've gone in for these little surgeries on my bladder, and, you know, the prescription was for like 36 pills, you know, pain pills, and I'm like, give me six, you know, maybe, you know, three and a half. 36?
I know, it's interesting because I was given a prescription for Vicodin because I had all that dental stuff done.
Yes.
And I used four aspirins, ibuprofen, and I never did fulfill the prescription, but he was saying, you need the Vicodin. I don't know what for. I didn't, you know. It's interesting. It's just so easy to get it, but it isn't always necessary, is it?
Well, we're addicting our, I mean, as I have been around people and just been listening, I've really been paying attention to what's happening. But, you know, again, we're back to, you know, to me, I call this the dumbing down of America. So, you know, that's kind of my philosophy is you keep them drugged up. You know, you used to have a gas station on every corner and now it's a pharmacy.
Well, I also say that Slurpees are responsible too.
That what?
I always say, don't buy a Slurpee. It's a political decision because they keep us dumb and stupid, too.
A Slurpee?
Slurpees. You know, you go into the 7-Eleven and everybody buys
it. A Slurpee keeps you dumb. Okay.
It does. It keeps people kind of stupid and thick and they pop.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's loaded with sugar. I absolutely agree, but I never drawn the parallel before.
Well, I just think it's part of the dumbing of America, all of it, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, there is no question about it. But the whole thing about the power of intention, and I really wanted to talk to people about it tonight in terms of setting intentions for the year of 2010 of what is it you really, really, really want to create in your life, really want to create. I mean, you know, we're not talking losing 5 pounds. We're not talking... I mean, not that those can't be important intentions, but this is a year when you can truly manifest on levels that have never been done before. And, you know, we've been building up to this and building up to this and building up to this, but the subjective realities now, and including with all the political news that's going on right now, you know, Obama's getting just beat up something fierce. I finally turned the news on this morning and just went, oh, God. I'm so sorry. And so as powerful as we are, we can choose to say, oh, look, he's a bad president. He's screwed up. He's this. He's that. Or we can make and set our intentions for things to turn around in a way that is of the highest and greatest good for this country and for our planet and for humanity. regardless of how it looks now. Mm-hmm. And if there's ever a time that we need to do that, it's right now. This is not a time where we need to be able to step forward, where we can should step forward and say, see, I was right, or you were wrong. Or that is not going to solve anything. And the team said a long time ago that he was going to make some mistakes. People were going to have some problems. And I can see him today waffling on certain things, not very uncertain about some of the things he was saying. He's getting a lot of pressure from, and I really felt this intuitively, from the pharmaceutical companies. This is having an impact on some other things that are going on. There are some other things that are coming in out of the blue that he has not anticipated. He's getting pretty beat up right now. Mm-hmm. You know, can it all turn around? We can choose for that, and it can be our reality. I think that's a hard one for people to play with, Veronica, that we can have a reality that's different from other realities.
Well, and I think the other thing is it's like we're herding frequencies. It's like moving for the higher frequency is also changing the reality. It's all the same thing, isn't it?
It is all the same thing, because if we choose the highest frequency, if we choose the highest outcome and we hold that intention that strongly, mm-hmm. not to prove anything to anybody, but for us, just our choice,
yep.
that in turn impacts the collective.
Yeah, and there's no left or right. There's no checking out the neighbors, really. It's just...
No, there you go.
Yeah.
That's it in a nutshell. No, there isn't.
Mm-mm.
This is not about comparative thinking.
Mm-mm.
This is not about needing to be more or right or wrong. This is about stepping into your full power, recognizing that you can, in... we're functioning in an illusion. You can choose, and we have now reached that intersection where, like never before, we can choose a reality and bring it into fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Deepak, I love some of the stuff. This is old stuff, but it's good stuff. Detach from the outcome. Relinquish your rigid attachment to a specific result and live in the wisdom of uncertainty. Attachment is based on fear and insecurity, while detachment is based on the unquestioning belief in the power of your true self. Intend for everything to work out as it should, then let go and allow opportunities and openings to come your way. This is old stuff, but this is big stuff. The detachment part is one that's really been difficult for people to get a hold of. I choose my reality, but I do let go and absolutely know that it'll be there. Doesn't mean I always get it right. God knows you hear the other side of this, the Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Let the universe handle the details.
Well, you can't be right and live in your insecurity. You know what I mean? There's a kind of emotion there, isn't there? You've got to let it go and float with it for a while, huh?
You absolutely do. This whole thing about letting the universe handle the details. If you think that you can figure out how to make it happen, and you're putting your energy into that,
mm-hmm.
you can't think big enough, especially now.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I could not have in a million years fathomed, although I found it fascinating, that different people I talked about, this thing with the bicarbonate of soda,
mm-hmm.
different people, when I said, guess what it was, they all knew and didn't know how they knew. That one fascinated me. That one fascinated me. These are individual conversations. He goes on to state, as we begin a new year filled with unlimited possibility, take some time to consider your intentions, your desires, and where you want to focus your attention in months ahead. Okay? Thousands of years ago, the Indian sages observed that our destiny is ultimately shaped by our intentions and desires. As your intention is so is your will. As your will is, so is your deed. As your deed is, so is your destiny. I love that. I love that. I think, you know, sometimes the simplest of things, you know, are the most beautiful. I have to tell another great story because this is kind of a cool one.
Oh, good.
We're doing this intensive the end of February, blah, 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 blah. And I have this very extraordinary experience of Lazarus coming in to work with me all during the night. Now, I call Lazarus in for every session, but that's a very personal relationship. I can honestly say I've never had an all-night experience with Lazarus. Lots of others, and I could go into names, if you know, but I'm not going to name drop here, but not Lazarus. This was a very interesting, and the reason I knew it went on all night is because I got up to pee like two different times during the dream. And got back in bed and went right back into the experience. And it was around this necklace that I have, and it's on the website. And Lazarus said that, you know, they were helping me prepare and blah, 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 blah. And there was a lot of work being done with this particular stone, and there was a reason for that, and blah, blah, blah. Just all kinds of details. And so on. And Jack Purcell, who channels Lazarus, was there, and I've never felt particularly close to Jack at all, so I was really quite interested that, you know, that was going on. So I woke up the next morning, and I thought, wow, that is really cool. Well, I'll have to get that out, you know, and start working with it. Because Lazarus, very specifically, we will continue to work with this stone. We will continue to work with this stone. And Lazarus works with crystals. This is a very big thing with Lazarus. So Monday morning, that was like Saturday night, I believe. Monday morning, I go to look for the stone and the setting, and it's gone. And there's only one place that it ever is, and it's just plain gone. And I am beside myself. I absolutely, because I've been through surgery, I've had a lot of people here. I was on medication. I have no clue what was going on. I have cleaning people. My son had guests staying at the house. You know, I have no idea. All I know is that this big old honking thing, you know, that was set in this big old thing of 22 karat gold, and it's huge, is gone. And so, you know, I started taking things apart, you know, in my, you know, some moment of insanity. Where would I have hidden it if there were workers in the house or what? Yeah, you can't even imagine where you're going to think of these things or where they're going to come from. And so I went through every single person, pocket, and this and that. And, you know, nothing, 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 nothing. And for those of you who've worked with crystals over the years, I don't know if this has happened with you, Veronica, but I have had crystals disappear and then turn back up.
They always disappeared on me, so I'm a little nervous of them.
Yeah, right, okay.
It's better through the years, but they have, a lot of them didn't come back, but I knew yours was coming back.
Right, right. So, and I was not very well that day at all, and which I think just caused a lot of stress, which just aggravated the problem I was having anyway. So I went down to get in the car, and as I walked around the back of the car, I couldn't breathe. I had a very bad case of bronchitis. And as I walked around the back of the car, this voice said, open the trunk. And I opened the trunk, and I'm thinking, oh. And they said, over in this corner, lift everything up, blah, blah, blah. Well, there was the stone in the case in the trunk of the car. Now, there was absolutely no reason for it to be there. My son, who was completely beside himself, you know, wanted me to file a police report, and he was going to, and I mean, it was just so complex. It was so filled with drama. And his question to me was, how in the hell did that get in the trunk of your car? And I said, Ricky, it's God is my witness, I have no idea. It doesn't really matter. All I know is I've got it. And it was very interesting. When I got it back, as I still cannot wear the stone, they're still working with this stone. It's very, very interesting. And it still needs lots and lots of cleansing. This is a stone I've had in another dimension, in another place. And when I got it, it was a very dramatic experience because of that reconnection. But I still cannot wear it. I find that very interesting. So it's still going through a tremendous shifting and clearing process. It's a very interesting story to me. So, you know, just little things are popping in here and there. Nothing surprises me. So for all of you listening, please remember that if, you know, anything can happen right now, watch your intentions. And, you know, it's interesting. I finally came to a level of peace with the whole thing with the stone, and I let it go, and I thought, you know, I've had this profound experience in the dream state. If that's supposed to come back to me, it'll come back to me, and if it doesn't, then I'm not going to worry about it. And regardless of the cost or whatever of the stone, it's really not about that. It's very easy for us to attach these values. Because it's actually the most expensive thing I own. You know, it would be very easy to attach, you know, these huge values to things. And, but the moment I let go is when it showed up. So I thought that was very, very interesting.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It was a really interesting story for, certainly for me.
Probably for
excuse me, everyone. So, you have to bear with me. My immune system is kind of low. I've been through very interesting times through all of this. But when you're working on second chakra, that old heart chakra just kicks right up, boy, every time. So I'm doing a lot of clearing, a whole lot of clearing.
Sounds like you're clearing out your trunk.
Yeah, I certainly am clear. That's very funny. Somebody else asked me why the trunk is a car, and I said, well, car is power. You know, I said, you know, and to me, taking the stone out of the trunk was taking, you know, my power out of the back of the car and bringing it out where it needed to be. So I said, no, I don't know, you know. There's so much damn symbology going on. And what about
that
for you? What kind of intentions do you want for this year, my darling?
I want my television shows to really just bloom and people to really enjoy them. I want to be very light about my creativity, and I feel really kind of exuberant about it all. And
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, lots of... I feel really positive. But here's something that's funny. It's not like a moonstone. It's a little different, but... all of our plumbing went out. And Bob, who's had such a time, Bob, if you're listening, I'm talking about you behind your back, but kindly. Bob's been inventing, as you know, and he was taking his amplifiers finally to CES, but what happened is all the plumbing went out in the house as he was getting ready. So
no, all the emotion.
Yeah, and his resistance has been his problem. So here we have, everything's backing up in the basement. I can't believe it. Anyway, he left. I got him to the airport, came back in time for the guy with the backhoe to come in and absolutely recreate all those lines of release from the house. They're 60-odd years old, so they're now new. But I couldn't believe it. It's a terrific metaphor, is it not, for all this plugged up. It was the main drain. And he said they were caved in and had rocks on them, and, you know, it was time. But the timing...
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, and the fellow who came to fix them, he was wonderful, and he said, well, he said, I'm sorry, you've got a big job in front of you, except mostly this happens to people on Christmas morning. I said, well, it's not quite Christmas morning, but it's a big morning anyway. But I felt like emotionally that was a really significant thing. So, yeah. So my intention is to be lively and clear as many, release as much as possible. I've had help since Bob left, and I've released a lot of stuff out of the house. And to fly. I want Bob to fly, too.
Yes, and how is he doing?
far as I know, he called just before this and said he was having a very, very busy and a lot of interest today, so he's having a good time.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it's very exciting, actually. So my intention is to stay exuberant, bubbly, and keep going with the, intuitions that are hitting really fast and furiously, and the wonderful resources that are connecting swiftly for both of us and for many people I know.
Yes.
Yeah. And also to heal my teeth, which you, just like you, I'm going through a lot of tooth stuff, which is foundational.
Foundation.
Yes.
Foundation.
Yes.
And I think, you know, this is a... a really interesting time. I'm sorry to be laughing about this because I know you and I are going through some of our own stuff, but, you know, I think...
We're metaphorical enough to be able to chuckle in the middle of the difficulty.
Well, I think so because, I sat down with the doctor today and I said, okay, now actually show me what you did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I made him draw it for me.
Hmm.
And I'm like, holy mackerel. I'm good to go for another 150 years.
Hey, this is a bionic woman, lady.
Listen, I'm like a spring diving board. Boy, you couldn't get hurt on me if you wanted to. So. At any rate, I was pretty excited. And what was interesting is I talked to him about this whole concept of yeast and candida, and I asked him about studies regarding cancer and yeast candida, especially as it relates to bladder. And he said there are no studies. Now, my doctor is Russian and adorable, by the way. And very well known. I mean, he's done a lot. And he said, there are no studies. And I said, oh, no, there is a doctor, blah, blah, blah. If I give you the information, will you look it up? He said, absolutely. I said, are you willing to think outside of the box? And he said, absolutely. I said, because I've been watching the correlation myself, and I saw it happen in my body. Okay. Now, if I, because his whole concern in terms of doing all of this was to stop the cycle. And I kept saying, it's yeast to cancer to yeast to cancer to yeast to cancer. So when all of this was sent to me, I was already working with this concept without realizing that it didn't only apply to my body, but it applied to all bodies, which I think in all forms of cancer, which I just found really fascinating.
Hmm.
So... I think in our process right now, we're doing a lot of things for ourselves and for the whole.
Right.
Some of them without us even realizing. I love your story. I mean, how perfect is that? For those
plumbing?
Oh, my God. That is just absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant that it would take a freaking backhoe.
And I was kind of, I had a good time with it. It was all very interesting. Our front yard is totally mud.
Yeah, but Veronica, you're so delightful. Only you would handle that with such, you know, such grace.
Well, thank you, sweetie. But one of the things he said is, you know, one of the problems is the standing water, because, of course, we live in a rain zone. But think about standing water and emotions, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's perfect. I was spinning around like a poet going, whoa, this is pretty amazing.
Well, you know, truly, for anybody who's ever done any work on the Big Island in Hawaii and done any work in the fire anywhere around the volcano, in the fire energies, whether you're working on the water energies or the fire energies, these will move energies that you just didn't think you had. So when you think about you being in a place where there's standing water, where there's emotion standing there, that you have to process, you have to drain. You have to drain. You have no choice.
Right.
I think.
Well, and we've got the waves splashing over the edge of our sidewalk up here, too, because from the ocean. So.
You're that close to the ocean?
Well, we're 300 feet from the water.
Oh, my word.
You should come up in the nice weather.
Oh, definitely, in nice weather. I don't look that good in yellow and plastic.
Well, I keep chuckling going, okay, so it's all water. I mean, I know a lot of people that are droughting, but I'll tell you what, we're wet. We're wet. We're in the wetlands.
Well, actually, right now, there's a lot of people in wetlands. But yes, you are definitely in the wetlands.
And you're not right now, are you? Vegas isn't wet.
No, Vegas is very, as I will, again, you know, I was at the Mecca place today watching the CNN and the things that are going on all over the world with weather and everything, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I really do live in a bubble. Absolutely have no clue. Okay, well, I'm going to let the team come in, and certainly you ask anything you want of them, and I'm going to try to hold my voice as best I can. I think when I'm in channel, it's just a little easier for me to hold my voice.
Do you get to go to sleep?
Well, I get to slink off for about, 20. Tonight, they promised me 25 dimensions, so that'll put me somewhere in the corner of the universe.
I didn't think it was square.
Well, in the curvature, actually, it's not square. It's a bubble.
Well, you take care.
All right. Love you, everyone.
Safe travels, 25 dimensions.
What?
I said safe travels, all those 25 dimensions.
Yeah, right. Well, we only go out that far when we really need to save Jackie's body. Well, that's where we go, is 25. All right, everyone. Well, for those of you worried about her pummeling her way through 25 different dimensions, don't worry, she won't go quite that far. Now, she did go that far the other day for some very specific thing. It was very interesting, but she thought she'd try that tonight so she'd feel better. So we don't need her to go that far tonight. We've got her in a nice, safe little bubble. She'll be fine. Now, Happy New Year, everyone. Your New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you. We don't have New Year's per se. Although we are certainly watching yours. All right.
And do you not feel the electricity of the New Year?
Of course, from all of you, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What we see is this crescendo beginning, as it is. And certainly you're seeing more and 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 more people coming forward with what they perceive to be new and different information. And it's going to continue to be more and 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 more. Exciting times. You're not going to get to all of it, people. You're going to find different things that interest you, that ring your bell, that, you know, excite you, that titillate you, that make you tingle a little bit. Well, let's run and explore this. You won't have time to do it all, but you'll be exactly where you need to be, and so your work really needs to be with your own higher self. Let's say, you know, get me where I need to be at the right time, the right place. You'll start getting messages. You'll know. I need to be here. I need to be there. I have a contract. I have an agreement. There's a group. There's a coming together. There's an energetic mixture that has to happen. Lots of curious things, lots of interesting beliefs intersecting against subjective realities, people. And this is why we're going to be talking an awful lot about this year. Because many of you are going to say, well, this person said this and that person said that. You're going to find that there isn't too much difference between a lot of it. The approaches may be different. The ways in which they say it may be different. You know, when people are jumping into absolutes, you may want to stand back a little bit and, you know, get your toe in the sand. Think about it. The only absolutes are the ones that you decide. There are some things that are happening, yes. Things are going to change. You're at an intersection. Yes. You're at a, definitely a big one. But it's up to you. This is your creation. And you get to choose the people you create with because your resonance will draw you together. And so your dance, your square dance of types will continue on as new people do-si-do into your life and old people do-si-do out.
Element left.
That's right. You're going to have a lot of that. Not that you don't love them. Some will come back in. Last minute kind of thing that you're going to, oh, I thought they were gone for sure. I would have bet anything that they weren't coming back. But some will come back. Some will be on the fence. Lots of innovation. Lots of creation. Amazing dreams. Oh, people, pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention. If there was ever a time to keep a dream journal, this is it. This is it. Alone time. Moments when you can really be alone. We know that you're all so busy, moving so quickly with so many new and exciting things and ideas and hustle and bustle and time and space are shortening up and everything is rush, rush, rush. But the wonderful insights, the messages that need to come to you, they need some quiet. And they can be very magical. You're going to have a lot of dimensional shifts as well. You're going to feel a lot of those just out of the blue. Have you had that experience, Veronica?
Yes, I have. I don't know if I can explain it. It's just a sense of being extremely multidimensional all of a sudden.
That's right. Exactly right.
Like blowing up. Woo!
That's right. And then all of a sudden coming back to get, yes.
Yes. And seeing beyond and then, you know, it's lovely.
Yes, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And feeling yourself a part of something so much greater, if only for a moment.
And it feels that you're more mutable, more can create more and are not limited by this physical.
That's right. That's exactly right. Very good. Very good. That's exactly right. Those are the moments that you want to give yourself time to experience. Now, for those of you, you know, who are very regimented, I have to get this done and that done and so on, we know it's going to be difficult. But those times of peace are important, and it doesn't matter how you do it. We don't care if you're laying down, if you're sitting on the edge of your yard or on the top of your roof or exactly where you are, in your bathtub.
Or all of those places at once.
All right. Or all of those places at once, yes. The channel walked out in the yard the other night to take her little dogs to the bathroom, and she has one specific place because she has a... little boy dog who's really different. She has to carry him out there to let him know that she means business. This is the place where you go. And she looked up in the sky and all of a sudden became aware of all that had moved in. And it was very big from many different levels and dimensions. And she allowed herself for a moment to go up into it. And so all the potentialities and all of that, and God carried for just a moment. When she came out of it, the sky was totally different. She walked back in the house and went, wow, I am forever changed. I know that. In that moment, I'm forever changed. And those are the kind of experiences you're all going to be having. Those moments of feeling forever changed. Because every change is a total change, a complete change, an absolute change. They can happen in a moment if you allow them. They can happen in a shopping mall. They can happen in the most unlikely of places. You're going to have a lot of them if you pay attention. Pay attention to the babies, to their frequencies. Mm-hmm. One of our dear people that we work with sent a photograph of a 5-year-old boy on the other side of the glass. I believe it was called a snow tiger. A snow leopard, that's what it was. A snow leopard. And wherever this boy moved his hand, the leopard moved his paw. And this went on for a very long time. And the people, this was in Manhattan, the people that worked there, came out to speak to the nanny who was with this child. Didn't know if it was the mother, but turned out to be the nanny. And said they had never seen anything like it with this snow leopard. And they took photographs because it was so extraordinary, this connection between this amazing child and this extraordinary being of the animal kingdom. These are life-changing moments, people, and you're going to see a lot of them. This is going to be a year where if you pay attention, your hearts, your minds, your energy fields can be opened in ways that you didn't dream possible. When things that seem challenging can become incredibly humorous, as you did, Veronica, with the episode as Bob was leaving with his speakers, bless him.
Stepping over his emotion.
Yes, exactly. Held down by rocks, by the way. Broken pipes with rocks. We think that's a very interesting description.
It is, isn't it? You're right.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It was almost too mesmerizing, all the detail.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you see, as the old is breaking apart, disintegrating, caving in, and the new is expanding, these children, these amazing children who are carrying frequencies, even if they're screaming in a grocery store. It's in their energy field the moment you walk by them. The animals as well. You're going to see the animals changing. You're going to feel animals that you have lost back in your energy field that you thought long had since crossed over. Returning to you, around you. You may become aware, and we know you will, of interesting varieties of extraterrestrials, not anything you've really seen depicted, and we really love this concept, although the channel's not seen the movie yet. of Avatar, of the feline beings. Powerful and blue. And there's some interesting combinations there of beings that are known to all of you, although not consciously. Some of you consciously, but not all of you consciously. But it's actually a compilation, energetically, compilation. There are going to be a lot of interesting things. We would like to see you set some very big intentions for yourself. The dreams that you've only dreamed, but perhaps never dreamed were possible, and let the universe take care of the details. Now, that doesn't include trying to be a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon. You know, you're not going to get there.
You know. You'll have to go to school.
Correct. You know, I want that house on the cliff in Malibu. Now, if you're living in an $800 a month apartment and struggling, you know, to make your car payment, that may not be a realistic intention. Not that you couldn't. It takes as much energy to create a castle as it does a quarter. We all know this. The question is, can you open your consciousness enough to allow it? And to create the reality that will get you there. You see? And hold it. That's really the truth, more than anything else. Now, you've had some wonderful examples of people who have written a series of books that dropped in kind of out of the blue kind of thing, especially the Harry Potter series. People that were struggling and became literally overnight successes. But they brought forward information that was going to become life-changing. Certainly you all have the opportunity to do that as well, if that is your destiny, if that's what you've chosen. But the blockages that have held you back from stepping into your power, into your destinies, now we would hope you would choose to step beyond those blockages, those limitations. Finally. Now you, Veronica, have done that.
In some ways, recently, yes.
Absolutely. You step beyond. Without it being a struggle. And it's come to you very easily, hasn't it?
Recently, yes. I think it's all the practice that we're doing, don't you think?
Well, we would hope so, yes. We would say that it's allowing, yes. You finally believed you deserved it.
And you know, I laugh more. I feel like when we laugh, it really releases it easier, too.
That's right, it does. It absolutely does. Well, we were talking to one of our lovely people today who talked about that very thing, that they were staying in a home outside of the city of Manhattan, and they were finding that they were trying to slow down a little bit, even though this is a younger person, in order to allow things to unfold, and finding that they were creating bigger things with greater ease by staying out of the fray and trusting more. Working with the same lessons, same issues, and same forms of elegance, you see.
We're
not making it a struggle. We're sorry, go ahead.
Two more minutes.
All right, well, Veronica, talk about your shows, dear.
My next show is going to be very interesting as well. It's a different channel. It's she's channeling Dwal Kool, who's an ancient teacher of the more etheric realm. Her name is Kathleen Kingdon, and the book that they brought through is called The Matter of Mind, and it's really how we use our mind. It's a very, very, very good book. So I'm very excited about that, and that's Paradigm Shifters next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. I'm really looking forward to this.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
I think it's going to be uplifting. Helps with the discipline. And then I'm going to run a Galexis. That's the week after. The week after I'm going to run a Galexis interview that I've already done. It's very good, and we did it in California. And that's going to be on Paradigm Shifters as well. And Radiance, I don't know what we're going to do. We worked on forgiveness today and moved into intention in preparation for your show. So I'm not sure what we'll do, but it's a call-in show next Thursday at 7 o'clock. Thank you.
Well, and Veronica, we would hope that you could get a hold of this Italian doctor. Perhaps that, because he does have a book, you can get a hold of him and do an interview with him as well.
Thank you. I've got that in my mind, and I love the idea. Thank you.
All right. Very, very good. We would ask you all to call us in this evening to work with you, again, your choice. All right. To work with your intentions. So as you go to sleep tonight, dear team, these are the intentions that I really want to set for 2010. This and this, this and this, this and this. Now, people, choose the ones that are big ones for you. You know, the 5 pounds is probably not the one that you want to focus on the most. But something that you can hold in an evening, all right, that you're going to sit down with councils and groups and friends, and we are your friends. And during your dream time, talk about what stood in the way. Know that we love you, dear one. All of you. You as well, Veronica. Our dear Veronica. And until we speak with all of you again in this format, namaste, dear one.
Namaste. And take care, Jackie. Thank you for listening, everyone. Many blessings. Good night.